This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. During the pandemic, many wedding couples have postponed their ceremonies or made other plans altogether. Lucky for one Colorado Springs business owner, many brides have not been giving up their gowns. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
We've been following 26-year-old Rebecca Moon as she attempts to get her dream business off the ground in a pandemic.
I try to just create pieces that are timeless.
She's a fashion designer, and she's opened this little boutique shop in downtown Colorado Springs. She also does custom sewing projects and most of that work.
At the moment, it's bridal. I think a lot of people were pushing off their summer weddings, and at this point, they're like, well, we're just going to do it.
This is where Rebecca is earning most of her income right now. Her second job as a bartender has been hurt by COVID restrictions, and her store inventory sales are barely covering the business's downtown lease.
As an independent artist, I want to support other independent makers.
That's Colorado Springs bride, Kelsey Chu.
I am a comic artist, illustrator.
Comics, like comic strips or comic books. And her style, it's cute. That's probably the best word to use. And her color palette, it's usually all pastels.
Those are the colors that I'm just drawn towards.
She started collaborating with Rebecca almost a year in advance to incorporate pastels into a wedding ensemble. She found the perfect iridescent pink skirt online.
And I was like, I can't find any tops that I like to go with this awesome skirt.
Okay, not a problem for Rebecca.
I made a bodice that is fitted. It's got boning in it.
And she adds this shimmering, star-covered wedding cape in fabric of the exact sort of rainbow pastels Kelsey uses in her comics, all in time for her small but lovely mountain wedding in early September.
But this, I spent most of yesterday working on this.
These projects take a lot of time. Conveniently, Rebecca, of course, loves sewing, so it's all right for now. She's even working on a piece she's not getting paid for.
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but I'm using all silk.
Her own wedding dress. And she's not letting COVID stop her either. She's getting married this weekend. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There is that pastel wedding dress and more from this story at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.